Penguin Random House Audio presents The Chilbury Ladies Choir by Jennifer Ryan. Read for you by Gabriel Glaister, Laura Kerman, Imogen Wild, Adjoa Ando, Tom Clegg, and Mike Grady. Notice pinned to the Chilbury Village Hall notice board, Sunday, 24th of March, 1940. As all our male voices have gone to war, the village choir is to close following Commander Edmund Winthrop's funeral next Tuesday. The Vicar.
Mrs. Tilling's Journal. Tuesday, 26th of March, 1940. First funeral of the war. And our little village choir simply couldn't sing in June. Holy, holy, holy limped out as if we were a crump of warbling sparrows. But it wasn't because of the war, or the young scoundrel Edmund Winthrop torpedoed in his submarine, or even the vicar's abysmal conducting. No, it was because this was the final performance of the Chilbury Choir, our swan song.
I don't see why we have to be closed down, Mrs. B snapped afterwards, as we congregated in the foggy graveyard. Well, it's not as if we're a threat to national security.
All the men have gone, I whispered back, aware of our voices carrying uncomfortably through the funeral crowd. The vicar says we can't have a choir without men.
Just because the men have gone to war, why do we have to close the choir? And precisely when we need it most, I mean, what'll he disband next? His beloved bell ringers? Church on Sundays? Christmas? I expect not.